So that's where things stood. And at the San Antonio meeting in December 2006, Dr. Slaman updated his talk and things had changed a little bit. With about 12 months longer of follow-up, the basic findings were the same. That is, the trastuzumab arms continue to outperform the non-trastuzumab arm. But the differences between ACTH and TCH became less apparent. And in fact, the curves now track very closely together with about a 1% difference separating them. And more analyses of cardiac function continue to show that there is a slightly lower risk of symptomatic CHF with the TCH arm. And with a little bit longer follow-up, there actually have emerged a couple of cases of leukemia in the anthracycline-based arm. There were a total of 4 cases amongst the roughly 2,100 women who had anthracycline-based chemotherapy. That's a very low percentage in absolute terms and is very consistent with prior work that's looked at anthracycline-based regimens. So far, there are none in the 1,100 or so women who had the TCH treatment. So I think that this finding stands out as one of the highlights so far for the San Antonio 2006 meeting. And I think that it will make people look much more towards the TCH regimen as an option for HER2-positive early-stage breast cancer than we had previously, because it seems to be as efficacious as the anthracycline-based regimens, and it seems to have a slightly better side effect profile with respect to certain rare but very serious late complications of treatment.
So you go back to your clinic on Monday, you see a 65-year-old woman, some hypertension, well-treated, 3 positive nodes. What are you going to do?
If her tumor is HER2 positive? Mm-hmm. Well, I think in truth, we clearly have several now very fine treatment options. Again, the differences in cardiotoxicity between ACTH and TCH are in absolute terms extraordinarily small. But having said all that, I think that
there are a couple of percent?
There's about a 1% difference, which was not statistically significant. But having said that, I think that this puts TCH on the table in a way that I don't think the data a year ago suggested it ought to be. Now, there are a lot of implications to that.